When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus, vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best, simply, I credit her false-speaking tongue. On both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults, by lies, we flattered be.
Amelia Lanyer was one of the candidates for the celebrated Dark Lady of Shakespeare's sonnets. Hence, we thought it fitting to introduce her with one of those sonnets read by Richard Adelman. Little is known of Miss Lanyer's life, except that she was a daughter of a court musician and was married to another. And again, lacking the real thing, we are offering an imaginary portrait. In her youth, Miss Lanyer was connected with Margaret Russell, the Countess of Cumberland, and in her poem, A Description of Cookham, she goes into considerable detail about the idyllic female community formed by herself, the Countess, and the Countess's daughter, which was disrupted by the daughter's marriage. Cookham claims pride of place as the first English country house poem, and in its use of the seasons as mood indicators, it anticipates works of the next century like those of Vivaldi and Haydn. And now, here is Virginia Woolf's rendering of Amelia Lanyer's charming and breathless Farewell to Cookham.